Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. Protocol Number 7, Worldwide Wars. 1. The increase in size of the military, police forces, and of their armaments are all essential for the completion of the above plans. The situation we need to arrive at is that the populations of the world's nations consist of only 1. Ourselves. 2. The masses of the working class. 3. A few millionaires devoted to our interests. And 4. Police and soldiers. 2. Throughout all Europe, and countries that have relations with Europe, and in other continents also, we must create unrest, disagreement and hostility. This gives us a double advantage. Firstly, it deters countries from acting against us, for they will know that we have the power to create disorders, or to restore order, whenever we like. All these countries will see us as an unavoidable force of authority. Secondly, if we threaten to withdraw or muddle up our existing arrangements with these countries, this would also create havoc. You see, over many years, we have inserted ourselves into the administrative machinery of their cabinets, making them dependent upon us. In order to infiltrate in this manner, we must involve ourselves in matters like economic treaties or loan obligations. We need to use great cunning during negotiations and agreements, but instead of using our usual threatening language, we'll instead do the opposite and don the mask of honesty and complacency. In this way, the peoples and governments of the Goyim, whom we have taught to look at only the outside of whatever we present to their notice, will continue to accept us as the benefactors and saviors of the human race. Universal War. 3. If any country dares to oppose us, we must be in a position to respond by way of war. We will do this by teaming up with the neighbors of that country. But if those neighbors should also venture to stand collectively together against us, then we must resist with a universal war. 4. The main factor of success in politics is to operate in secrecy. A diplomat must say one thing but then do another. 5. We must compel the governments of the Goyim to take action in the direction favored by our well-thought-out plan, which is nearing completion, by what we shall claim is public opinion. This opinion will be secretly promoted by us, through the means of that so-called great power, the media, which, apart from a few unimportant exceptions, is already entirely in our hands. In order to display our system of keeping the governments of the Goyim in Europe in check, we shall show our strength by committing terrorist attacks against one of them. If the governments of Europe should collectively rise against us, we shall respond using the military might of America or China or Japan.